This is episode 2339 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day six of our series as we explore the theme managing anxiety. You have had a very special challenge this week. Your challenge is to give yourself a stress makeover. This is where you notice how you respond to stress throughout your day. At the end of each day, reflect on how you managed yourself during stressful moments. Celebrate your big wins, and when you notice that you wish that you would have responded a little better to a stressful situation, think about what you would do next time you encounter that kind of stress in your life. So you might think about doing a breathing technique, or you might visualize yourself in anticipation of a stressful event and visualizing yourself successfully navigating that stress. If you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, I guided you through a visualization doing just that. That's a powerful technique to do when you're anticipating a difficult conversation or something that you're very stressed about that hasn't happened yet, but that causes you so much anxiety. So in today's episode, we always layer together the meditation techniques we've been exploring all week long. And I call this a flow. So we're going to go ahead and do a meditation flow, combining all the techniques throughout the week. The affirmation, the breathing, the visualization, the mudra, and if you would like, the chakra focus. I would love to hear from you and how you're doing as you manage anxiety. I really appreciate those who reach out to me. You can reach out to me on Sip and Om Instagram by sending me a direct message or sending me an email at mary@sipandom.com. I would be incredibly grateful if you shared with me how you're enjoying the podcast and how your meditation ritual is coming along by leaving me a rating and review. Those mean so much to me, and they help other people find the podcast. So I want to share with you how one of your fellow meditators is managing their own stress these days. This is from Peter, who writes from Toronto, Canada. Peter says, I find so much support for stressful situations by journaling. I journal when I'm feeling stressed, which is pretty much every day. Not that all of my stress is serious, but I experience a lot of stress that many people experience as we go through a pandemic. I think the uncertainty is the most stressful part of the pandemic for me. What I do is at the end of the day, I write down what's stressing me. And I often don't write much. I write down my stresses in my journal. And then as I go to bed at night, I reflect on what I'm grateful for. This helps me tremendously. I thought I would share it because if this could help any other meditators, it would make me happy. Thank you, Peter, so much for sharing how you are managing stress there in Toronto. And this is such a powerful technique, journaling. In fact, there's a lot of research that shows the powerful effects of journaling for people who feel depressed, helpless, stuck in a situation, angry, anxious, all those emotions we are wanting to release. So what I invite you to do as we get ready to settle ourselves down to meditate is to write down your worries, your fears, your concerns, anything that's on your mind that might interrupt your meditation. With restless thoughts or tension you hold in your body, you could think of this as a stress dump. Dump it all out there on the paper. If you don't have a journal handy, no worries, you can still do this. Simply mentally release those worries, fears, doubts, whatever you're feeling anxious about. Release those mentally as you sit down to meditate. You're going to notice that you feel so much freer when you begin meditating. You feel like, okay, I did that. Now I can enjoy this time meditating. You can always go back to your troubles and worries after you meditate. But what you'll often find is that your thoughts and worries don't seem so massive after you meditate. You feel more grounded and you have a better perspective. So I invite you now to mentally release your thoughts, your fears, your worries. If you do have paper and pen or pencil handy, go ahead and write these cares and worries down. With each one, mentally repeat to yourself, release. The difficult conversation maybe you have to have with someone, release the anxiety. The way you've been feeling a little hopeless or down, release that. Release your worries and cares. Now, as you're seated with your spine straight and your eyes closed and gently elevated upwards, begin to notice where you hold tension in your body and visualize releasing tension in that area. Let it go. This is your time. Now, let's shift your energy with your breath. Inhaling sharply through your nose. And as you do so, squeeze your body. Squeeze your muscles, your face, your eyes, squeeze them shut, squeeze your neck, your throat, your chest, your arms, your hands, your stomach, your hips, thighs, calves, your legs. Really squeeze your body. Feel your energy. Feel the tension you're creating. Now, release your breath sharply through your mouth. And release the tension in your body. Do you feel that release? That is you releasing energy, shifting it from a state of tension to a state of relaxation. Now feel your body relax. You may place your hand in the Linga Mudra from this week. Clasp your hands in front of you, in your lap or at your chest, intertwining your fingers together. And then extend your right thumb upwards. Now, with your thumb and index finger from your left hand, encircle your right thumb with your thumb and index finger from your left hand, encircling it. You can see this mudra on the Sip and Om Instagram page, the Linga Mudra. This mudra helps you to shift your energy, shifting out of tension into relaxation. Now visualize yourself successfully overcoming a difficult situation you might be facing now, or that you anticipate facing in the future. Visualize yourself successfully managing the stress of this situation. Visualize how you'd like to respond to this stress. Focus on your strengths and your inner qualities that define who you are. Those are associated with your fifth chakra, right at your throat. It represents your truth. How can you share your truth as you manage your stress? Continue meditating, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.